The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going to talk about the ways to boost your brain power by losing weight. So losing that excess of body weight, especially the belly fat, is key to boosting your brain power. A lot of people have some excess of belly fat because of cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. So if you have increased cortisol, that means you're stressed out. And, you know, up here in New York City and the Northeast, you know, it is a very stressful place to live. New York City is the city that never sleeps. There's lots of stimulation, lots of lights and sounds and noises and, you know, radiation from all the towers and cell phones and Wi-Fi and all the pollution and all the garbage and all the bacteria and junk and diseases and drugs. It's a very stressful place. So what we have to do is counteract that stress. So we have to reduce cortisol levels. So how are you going to reduce cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone? Well, one reason that stress levels increase has to do with water. So the more dehydrated you are, your brain will shrink up, just like a grape shrinkles up into a raisin. So how much water are you supposed to drink? Half your body weight in ounces, but it's not just plain water. It's electrolyte water. So the first time in the morning is the best time to drink. And what you want to drink is Soleil water. Soleil water is water that's mixed with pink Himalayan salt. Pink Himalayan salt has 86 minerals. There's no other salt on the planet that has as many minerals as pink Himalayan salt. Magnesium is the most important, but it has a lot more. It's almost half the minerals ever discovered on the earth. That's how big it is. So every morning, just take a pinch of the pink Himalayan salt, squirt some lemon in there, some warm water on an empty stomach. That's the best time to drink water, on an empty stomach. So you want to drink first thing in the morning. You also want to drink a half hour before each meal. So you don't want to wait to while you're eating or after eating to drink water. You want to drink it before. So not only does that keep your brain nice and healthy and it doesn't dehydrate it, so it doesn't shrivel up to a raisin, but it also lubricates your gastrointestinal tract. So that makes the digestive process a lot better. So not only are you helping your brain, but you're helping your digestion. So water is one of the key ways to lose weight and to decrease cortisol, the stress hormone. Your body needs water. The more water you have, the less stress mode it'll be. The more dehydrated you are, your brain goes into stress mode. So nobody talks about that, the relationship of hydration to being in stress mode. That's how important it is. I had a patient the other day. they literally drink zero amount of water. Now, he's getting it through some other places, but he never drinks plain water. So his first goal for this week was to drink one glass of water a day. That's it. We got to start somewhere. So he weighs almost 200 pounds. So he has to drink about 100 ounces of water. We're not going to get him to do that right away. But we have to start with one cup. And he's going to do that for 2 weeks. And then after another 2 weeks, he's going to go up to two cups. And then after another 2 weeks after that, he's going to go up to three cups. And we're going to gradually get up all the way up to 100 ounces a day. And yes, he's starting to pee more. And that's good, though. He's getting rid of the toxins. You know, you should be able to drink more water and you'll be able to pee more, which is actually a good thing. But eventually, your bladder and your kidney will catch up where you're not over peeing so much. You should also be able to drink water right before bed and not wake up during the middle of the night to pee if your organs are functioning properly. But people who have high cortisol levels or in stress mode are going to also have difficulty with sleep, what's going to interrupt that deep sleep cycle, that REM. We want to get into those delta waves. So there's lots of ways to improve your sleep, and it always starts with decreasing cortisol at night. When you decrease cortisol, you're going to decrease your belly fat, you're going to boost your brain power. Now, other ways to decrease cortisol at night are to not eat at night. Eating increases cortisol. So you really want to be done by 6 p.m. and then you could go to bed by 10 p.m. That would be perfect. So if you actually have 4 hours between your last meal and bedtime, which is 10 p.m., to decrease cortisol, you have to have good sleep. Circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms start with those few hours of sleep before 12 midnight. So that's what I'm saying. If you go to bed by 10, you get a couple hours before midnight. You wake up at 6, that's perfect. 10 to 6, you get 8 hours of sleep. Then the best time to eat is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is the ideal way to get your circadian rhythms in order, and that's going to decrease cortisol. Another way to increase your circadian rhythm function is to go outside for a walk during sunrise and sunset. Doesn't have to be a long time, 10, 20 minutes. That way the brain sees the sun coming up and says, okay, now I want my cortisol to come up. You want your cortisol up in the morning. That's key. And that's when you get everything done. That's when you want to exercise. That's when you want to read your book. That's when you want to get your work done. That's when you want to meal prep. That's when you have your good ideas. You really want that morning to get going in a good direction. We've spoke about the power hour. That's in the first hour in the morning. You wake up, you meditate, you drink your water, your Soleil water. You exercise, you do your oil pulling, which is swishing coconut oil in your mouth for 30 seconds every morning to kill off the bacteria. This is for your power hour. Then you want to take a gratitude journal, write a few notes about things you're grateful for. You want to do some breathing exercises, increase your oxygen levels. Best way to do that is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and then exhale for 8 seconds. That maximizes your oxygen intake. Get your respiration going first thing in the morning, that power hour. Your cortisol levels are high. Your testosterone is high. You can have sex in the morning. It's always best to have sex in the morning. Morning, you want to get stuff done. You want your brain functioning at a high level. The sun's coming up, more oxygen, more water, more energy. That's the key to increasing cortisol in the morning. But at night, we want cortisol levels to go down. That's why you don't want to eat at night. You don't want to have electronic exposure at night. The electronics have the blue light, and the blue light increases cortisol. So if you have to use electronics, you want to use it in the morning and the afternoon during your daytime hours. Why people are supposed to work 9 to 5. But after 5, turn off the electronics. No more computer. Shouldn't watch TV on your cell phone, on the iPad, on the computer. You got to turn off the electronics at night so your cortisol levels go down. Then your stress levels go down. Then you lose some of that belly fat. Now, if you're hungry at night, just try to drink some more water. And if you have to use electronics at night because it's your job and your livelihood and you got to pay to put food on the table, then you get what's called blue light filter glasses. We have those in our offices. They're blue light filter glasses. And what they do is filter out the blue light so you can still get some of your work done, but you're not increasing your cortisol levels. Unless your work makes you stressed. That's a whole nother problem. So some people who are in stress mode have to quit their job because their job is too stressful. Some people who are in stress mode have to move out of an apartment because their roommate's bad situation, or there's too much pollution there, or there's mold there, or you know, the water is contaminated, or, there's a smoker next door, something really bad. There's people yelling all the time, and there's people blasting their music and practicing the drums. And, so sometimes you want to get out of the city and move to the suburbs. Sometimes you have to move out of a stressful apartment. Sometimes you might have to break up with somebody. You might have to divorce someone, or you might have to break up with a family member or get out of an old friendship that's stressing you out. If you're getting stressed out, you're going to increase cortisol. So sometimes you have to make these big life changes. You might have to quit a job. You might have to move. You might have to break up with somebody. Sometimes you have to make life changes if your cortisol levels are too high and you're always in stress mode. We're also going to go over little minor changes you can make to just decrease your anxiety, decrease that panic, shut your brain off a little bit so it's not, running a mile a minute. So there's lots of ways to decrease your stress levels, which will decrease cortisol, which will help you to lose that belly fat, which will boost your brain power, your immune system, get you to function better, feel better, and live a better life. More when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to decrease cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone, which causes belly fat, which also causes you to decrease your immune system. You're more likely to get sick if your cortisol levels are too high. So it suppresses your immune system as well. So what we want to do is make sure that it's only appropriate when cortisol is high. That's in the morning. That's when we like it. When we want to get stuff done. That's when we want to work hard. That's when we want to exercise. That's when we want to create, think, focus. The morning. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm a nighttime person. Well, that might be true, but we got to think long term. So sometimes you have to change bad habits. You know, I used to say, oh, I'm just a stomach sleeper. That's the way I'm most comfortable. That's the way I get my best sleep. But it was sacrificing my spine because my spine was all twisted. And a doctor, chiropractor taught me, hey, you can't sleep on your stomach because your spine's all twisted. So you have to sleep on your side to keep your spine nice and straight. You got to think long term. You're young. This is when I was a teenager. It's like, you're a teenager. If you take care of your body now, then your body will take care of you when you're older. So you don't want to just be young and say, okay, I can eat as much food as I want because I'm just young. I'm just going to eat candy. And no, young kids, that's when your brain's developing. So it's even more important for younger children to eat healthy. Luckily, I found out to eat healthy when I was 13, before my brain was fully developed. And that really makes a big difference. So don't let your kids eat all these food dyes and preservatives and all these chemicals and all these dairy products and gluten and sugar and soda. You know, that's going to affect the way their brain develops. All right. So as far as decreasing cortisol levels, we want to basically decrease stress levels. And there's little things you can do to decrease stress levels on your own. And what you could do is stimulate what's called your parasympathetic nervous system. Your parasympathetic nervous system, the nickname we give it is that rest and digest. And what that means is just to relax and chill out there. So 90% of your brain function is automatic. That's your respiration, your heart rate, your digestion, your kidney function, your bladder function, your blood flow, all that stuff is going on without you even realizing it. 90%. So 90% is controlled by this parasympathetic nervous system. And what we want to do is make sure all the automatic stuff is going on and not be in this sympathetic state, which is this stress mode. That's when your cortisol levels are going to be highest. So they're inversely proportional, meaning if you increase your parasympathetic nervous system, you're going to automatically decrease your sympathetic nervous system. They are inversely proportional. So if we activate this parasympathetic nervous system, that's going to get you out of stress mode. There's four nerves that are linked to this parasympathetic nervous system to get you in a relaxed state to decrease stress, decrease anxiety, decrease panic, decrease your brain from talking a million miles a minute so you can't focus and you can't think. Get away those distractions. Keep your brain nice, calm, relaxed, and focused. The first nerve is what's called your ocular motor nerve. That's the eyes. So a very simple exercise to work on these eye movements is to look at a dot on the wall, or look at a point on the wall, or look at a painting, or look at the corner of a door edge, or look at the TV corner, just any point, just look at something that you could focus on. You could take a post-it note and just put a dot on there. Make sure it's at least arm's length and it's eye level. And you look at this dot about 20 degrees left and 20 degrees right. Turn your head left and right. You do that 10 times. And then slowly up and down, very slowly, about 20 degrees up and 20 degrees down. You look straight at that dot, though. So your eyes are focused on the dot. That works this ocular motor nerve. Now, another nerve is called the facial nerve. The facial nerve is also linked to this parasympathetic nervous system. Now, the facial nerve, you can activate by just using your facial muscles. You can smile and frown and blow out your cheeks and whistle and raise up your eyebrows and squint your eyes. So you're just working those muscles. Or another way is to stimulate what's called your tragus, this little lobe in your ear, like the inner part of your ear, not the outer ear, but more like the inner ear, closest to your jaw, that little flap. And you just rub it, take your two fingers, stimulate it together. It's called a tragus. It actually gets you in a relaxed state. I've had patients with migraine headaches that after they got their tragus pierced, their migraine headaches went away. I had a couple of stories like that. And the reason was, neurologically, they were stimulating this tragus. And the tragus gets more blood flow, gets you more relaxed and calm. That's linked to that facial nerve. The third nerve that helps to stimulate this parasympathetic nervous system to get you out of that stress mode and to get you in a more relaxed state is called the glossopharyngeal nerve. And you can stimulate that with the gag reflex. Now, don't do this if you have any history of anorexia or bulimia. But you ever been brushing your teeth and you kind of go back too far and you get like a little gag, like a little gag. And that actually stimulates this parasympathetic nervous system. The vagus nerve can get stimulated with gargling, really loud gargling. Just take a bunch of water and you go to the bathroom and the shower and you go really, really loud. Stimulates the vagus nerve. So just to summarize, for these parasympathetic nervous system, those four nerves, you could do the eye exercise where you look at the dot and slowly turn your head. You could do the little tragus stimulation and the facial expressions. You could do the gag reflex and the gargling exercise. These are all exercises you could do at home. Now, what we want to do is really figure out, do you have issues with this vagus nerve? Do you have issues with the eyes? Do you have issues with your cortisol levels? Do you have memory problems? Do you have anger problems, aggression problems? Do you have sleep deprivation or insomnia? There's a test you could do to discover all this. It's called a QEEG brain mapping. And it also tells us, you know, do you have problems with motivation? Do you have troubles with focus? It tells us if there's any issues with heavy metal poisoning, or you had a past concussion, or you have poor circulation and blood flow into the brain. Do you have inflammation? Is there a thyroid problem? All of this stuff is picked up by this QEEG brain mapping, because the brain controls everything. So what we do is you wear these little, it's like a swimmer's cap, and it's got electrodes attached to it, and it measures all the different areas of your brain. And it gives us a report of all your different brain waves, the alpha brain waves and the beta and the theta and the delta. And it finds a location of where the abnormal brain problems are. Those exercises I were telling you were just kind of general exercise. But with this QEEG brain mapping, we can literally find out what areas of your brain are functioning well and which ones are not functioning well. It's non-invasive. There's no radiation. You don't have to sit in a tube for a long time when you're claustrophobic. You just sit in a chair, close your eyes for a couple minutes, and it's going to measure all your different brain waves. And then I can tell you exactly what areas are not functioning well and which areas are. You're only as strong as your weakest link. Now, this test is normally $500, but for the first 7 people that call, you can get it for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And that's to get the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Just call 646-221-6738. You could text that number as well. It's a cell phone. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. So we're just reviewing ways to decrease cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone. We went over stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system, because that's going to get you in a more relaxed state, in that rest and digest, rather than the more fight or flight mode. Now, other things that can happen when you're not in that rest and digest is your blood pressure can be high. So if you are someone who's, you know, their heart is high, their blood pressure is high, they're in that stress mode, you're getting strokes or mini strokes, and you've had heart attacks and stents, and it's like, you got to relax your nervous system. You better start doing these exercises. We got to start getting better sleep. It's very important, because the more likely people to have stroke are people who've already had a stroke. You know, if you've already had some issues with your heart, you already have high blood pressure, you already had some arrhythmias or whatever it is, you already know that your nervous system is overstimulated. So we have to relax it. People with respiratory problems, you know, rest and digest state, you don't breathe properly. So remember, the breathing exercise we said is to inhale for seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. You also want to make sure you breathe from your diaphragm. So when you inhale, push your diaphragm down and out, like you're a pregnant woman. Push your belly down and out. And when you exhale, you're going to suck it back in. So that's going to squeeze all the carbon dioxide out. Okay? When you have more carbon dioxide, you have more stress mode, more inflammation, increased cortisol levels. So we always want to make sure that we're breathing properly. You're going to want to be breathing from your shoulder or your neck. You're going to be breathing from your diaphragm, your stomach area. Push your belly down and out on the inhale, on that 4 second inhale, and then you're going to suck everything in, and on the long exhale, the 8 second exhale, you always want to exhale twice as long as you inhale. And you want to make progress with your breathing. So as you're inhaling for 4 seconds and exhaling for 8 seconds, you want to get up to inhaling for 5 seconds and exhaling at 10 seconds. You want to go, you know, do that for a couple of weeks. And then you want to go up to inhaling for 6 seconds and exhaling for 12 seconds. And you keep expanding your lungs, keep getting rid of more carbon dioxide, increasing your oxygen levels. And you literally want to get up to where you inhale for 8 seconds and exhale for 16. You could do it. You just got to build up to it. Just you could drink half your body weight in ounces. You just got to do it gradually and increments. You know, you're not going to do these things overnight. Another way to increase cortisol in the morning is exercise. So when we exercise in the morning, that's the best time to do it. And if you don't exercise at all, what you do is this week, you know, okay, just one day this week, I'm going to jog to the end of my block. Just takes 10 seconds. Anyone can jog to the end of their block. Well, not anyone, but most people can. And then the, you know, next week, you say, okay, I'm going to do that twice. And the week after that, you say, not only am I going to do it twice, I'm going to go 2 little blocks. And the week after that, you say, I'm going to go twice a week and do 3 blocks. And then you go, I'm going to do 3 times a week at 3 blocks. So just gradually do something every day. With exercise, you got to find something that you enjoy, though. So even if it's just walking or bike riding or rowing, playing sports, doing a dance class, taking some HIIT class, high intensity interval training, going to the gym, you know, whatever it is, you got to find something that you like. Don't do something that's annoying that you don't look forward to. Do something that you enjoy. Then you're more likely to do it. And like I said, just start off, even if just 5 minutes on the first day, once a week. But you got to do something. You got to start taking baby steps. Then you're going to increase cortisol in the morning. And then we want to decrease cortisol at night. You don't want to be watching the news at night or listening to the news at night. That's not good. That's too stressful. Because what is the news reporting now? It's political corruption and natural disasters and, you know, people dying from COVID and, you know, people stealing and people murdering and people stabbing and people burning things on fire. And, you know, not good. We don't want to hear about the economy crashing and wars in Ukraine. And, you know, it's like every time you turn on the news, more bad news, more bad news. So if you want to decrease cortisol, you better turn off the news at night, especially at night right before bed, because that's the time to relax, get in that rest and digest mode. Do those little brain exercises. Don't eat at night. Don't use electronics at night. And if you do, if you're getting used to doing these things every day, just say, okay, one day a week, I'm going to end my meal by 6. You know, one day a week, I'm not going to watch any TV at night. Just start with one day. You know, if you're going to get something out of this show today, take baby steps, little increments. You don't have to do things overnight at 100% because then it won't work. But if you start to make little changes in your life, then you'll start to boost your brain power. And what could these little changes can be? Maybe just get rid of sugar in your house. You know, if you're not in the house having these things, you're not as likely to eat them or drink them or whatever it is. So let's say, you know, you want to decrease your soda, you know, decrease the amount of soda that's in your house. Get rid of it. You want to decrease candy. Get rid of that candy. Give it to the, you know, food pantry. You know, give it to some homeless people. Just get rid of it. Get it out of the house, out of sight, out of mind. You know, you're less likely to go to the store if it's not in your closet or in your refrigerator. So start to do little things like get rid of the bad stuff in your house. Right? And what is the bad stuff? Yeah, all the products, all the preservatives, all the stuff with food dyes, you know, dairy products. You know, dairy products, people sometimes are really taken back when I let them know that dairy isn't healthy. You know, stomachs, cow's stomachs have 4 different compartments there. It's very different than the human stomach. And the cow's milk is biologically made for the baby cows. And we don't have the same stomach as a cow. We don't have the same enzymes, and we don't use the same amount of acid and bile, and we don't have the same type of intestines, and, you know, everything is different. So our bodies can't break down dairy products, and that causes a lot of inflammation, and that's going to put your brain in stress mode, and that's going to increase cortisol. When you eat unhealthy foods, you get more put in stress mode. Now, sugar, yes, that's definitely a stimulant that's going to increase cortisol. Caffeine, having that Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts every morning, that's going to increase your cortisol in a bad way, because it's going to drain your adrenals. It's going to wear them out. You want to increase cortisol naturally, not synthetically through coffee. And the natural way to do it is what we were talking about, drinking that water, doing your breathing exercises, doing your exercise, physical exercise, writing down your gratitude journal, eating a nice healthy breakfast with lots of healthy protein and lots of different colors of the rainbow. That's going to give that boost that you need to get going. And you don't have to eat breakfast food, because most breakfast food, you know, is toast and butter or bacon, cream cheese or croissant or muffin and coffee. And that's the worst, you know, breakfast you can have. You know, people think oatmeal and yogurt is a good breakfast. No, we just said no dairy products. So what's a good breakfast? Have some protein. And, you know, if you you can have a piece of fish, you can have a piece of chicken, you can have whatever it is you want, a piece of steak, some eggs, some bacon, some sausage, some turkey. You can have animal protein. You can have, if you're a vegetarian, you can have protein, can be nuts and seeds and lentils and beans. And, you know, there's so much protein, even if you're a vegetarian as well. So I help people, whether they eat meat, whether they're vegetarians, but just get some protein in the morning, get some good fat, olives, avocado, fish, seeds, nuts. Those are some good fat as well. And I said the different colors of the rainbow. So something that's red and orange and yellow and green or purple or blue. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be, you know, three blueberries, you know, two grapes, a strawberry, a carrot, you know. It doesn't have to be some cucumbers. It doesn't have to be a lot of anything, but just, you know, a little bit of each color and some protein, and then you're good to go. It doesn't have to be a lot of calories. You don't have to count calories. You know, that's going to give you energy. You know, you don't have to be snacking all day because you have the energy that you need. All right. So that's a way to really boost your energy in the morning, get your cortisol levels without sugar and without caffeine. Then you're going to want to decrease your cortisol levels at night. Said going for a walk during sunset is the best thing to do. You know, you don't want to be up at 8 o'clock and you're eating a big meal. All the lights are on, the TV's on, the computer's on. Your brain's going to think it's the middle of the day where your cortisol levels need to be high. And that's going to interrupt your deep sleep, your circadian rhythms, your REM. It's going to increase your cortisol levels, increase your belly fat, decrease your digestion, decrease your immune system. So it's a no-brainer. So we got to start making these good habits a little bit at a time. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. So we're talking about decreasing cortisol levels. When you have increased cortisol and poor sleep, you deposit that little belly fat. When you have excess of weight, you're more likely to have heart disease, more likely to have Alzheimer's, diabetes. You're more likely to get cancer. Now, being thin doesn't mean you're healthy either. So you might be thin, but you have a lot of inflammation. So you still need to do all the exercises that we're talking about. It's not just about people who need to lose weight. And when you lose weight, it's okay. There's a lot of people, especially in America, that are going to judge you and say, oh, you're losing too much weight, you're getting too thin. But, you know, that's not true. It's like when you eat healthy, you're going to be your natural body weight. That's the thing. To some people, it might be uncomfortable because it's too thin. And, you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe they want to be that thin too, but they think it's unhealthy. It's only unhealthy if you're weak, if you're fatigued, if you have no energy, then it's unhealthy. But if you are thin and you have a strong immune system, man, you're very strong and fit, and you can do, you know, 10 push-ups very easily and 10 sit-ups, and you can, you know, are very smart, and you're not forgetting things. And, you know, people's memory are getting worse and worse, and people blame age. It's got nothing to do with age, but what it has to do with is they're not stimulating their brain enough. The three most important things to improve memory and focus. Number one is doing new things, activating your brain, making your brain stronger, doing brain exercises, doing stuff you've never done before. When people come to our office, we have them do these exercises that they've never done in their life. Their brains are on fire. They're getting lit up. They're getting strong. The neurotransmitters are working. We're getting more mitochondria, more ATP, more connections, more synapses, more brain activation. Brain's like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. So you've got to make it strong. The other thing besides brain activation and doing new activities is oxygen. We need oxygen. So we talked about doing those breathing exercises, but sometimes you got to go even stronger and do hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That stuff works really well. Our patients in our office that are doing those therapies, they love the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. The QEEG brain mapping will tell us also if you're not getting enough blood flow or oxygen into your brain. So take advantage of that offer. I'm going to talk about that offer in a little bit. But increasing oxygen levels, getting oxygen concentrator, doing hyperbaric oxygen chamber, getting oxygen producing plants. The most oxygen producing plants are spider plants, snake plants, aloe vera, money plants. Those have high oxygen producing. And then you give them the carbon dioxide when you exhale twice as long as you. Give them all that carbon dioxide. So get those plants and give them that carbon dioxide that they need and get rid of the carbon dioxide that creates the inflammation in your own body. All right. So we said new activities, brain activation. We said increasing oxygen. And the other is food. It's your nutrition. You got to get all the colors of the rainbow. You got to get that protein. You got to stay away from all the sugars and all that, all those bread products, all those processed foods in the boxes and the bags and the cans. Eat stuff from the earth. Think about being a hunter-gatherer. Could you just get from the earth, right? There's no bread tree. It's processed. Got to be careful with all the processed food, all those cookies and cakes and muffins and bagels and croissants. It's a lot. It causes brain inflammation. When your body's inflamed, your cortisol increases. All disease lives in inflammation. If you are sick, if you have pain, if you have any type of symptom, you have to be inflamed. Brain isn't working. Your brain's inflamed. We got to bring down inflammation. The two best things you can do that are natural to bring down inflammation are resveratrol. That's found in Japanese knotweed and the skin of the red grapes. Resveratrol is the product in this that brings down inflammation. That's also not only anti-inflammatory, but resveratrol is also anti-aging too. So a lot of people like that, where, you know, it makes their skin look good and they don't get as much gray hairs and they don't wrinkle and, you know, they don't age as much. They don't get as much arthritis and stuff like that. The other thing besides resveratrol that's helping reduce inflammation is turmeric. That's found in curcumin, like that Indian spice. You can get that all over. I like these really concentrated ones from Apex Energetics, that company. That you have to order through a doctor, though, because if you get it online, a lot of times they're fake and they're not real. So make sure if you do get it, you have to get it through your doctor, who deals directly through Apex. So that is resveratrol and turmeric are the best natural anti-inflammatories. You know, I'm not big on the ibuprofen and the NSAIDs and the all the steroids that, you know, are prescribed for all these inflammations. Don't come to me if you want a doctor that's going to give you a prescription to reduce inflammation. I'm going to teach you how to do it naturally. The best doctor is the human body. But what I do is teach you how to unleash the human body potential, how to find out where the weak areas are. And one of the ways we said we could find out where the weak areas are is doing that QEEG brain mapping. It's normally $500, but if you're one of the first seven people that call from this show, you can get it for only $21. It's going to tell us, hey, do you have memory problems, focus problems? Are your cortisol levels too high? It's going to tell us all the different areas. Do you have high stress, anxiety, depression? It breaks down all the different areas of the brain. Do you have sensory problems like tinnitus or visual problems like floaters in the eyes? You know, it brings up all these issues, balance problems, coordination issues. Did you have a traumatic brain injury? Have you been exposed to heavy metals? It's a great test. It's completely natural. No radiation, no side effects. Patients love it. You know, they like to do it even just once a year just to monitor their brain's progress. It's normally $500, but for the first seven people, you get it $21. You can call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, this is for the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Now, another good test for the brain function is called a VNG, video nystagmography. This test is also non-invasive. There's no radiation. you wear these goggles. They're infrared goggles, and we do these different eye movements. And it can tell us, hey, is your right brain working a little bit better than your left brain? Is your frontal cortex, which is responsible for focus and motivation, organization, planning, social behavior, language, short-term memory, or not short-term memory, working memory, also losing things, understanding consequences of actions, punctuality, executive functions. So it literally tells us if that area of the brain isn't working, or if you have an issue in your parietal cortex, that means you might have some sensory issues, like you bump into things easily, or you forget your lefts and rights easily, or you're always lost. You know, you don't know which way is north, and you come out of the subway and you're like, hey, where am I? You're all disoriented, or you get, you know, you get these weird things on your skin, weird feelings on your skin, or you have visual problems, or smell problems, or hearing, you know, different sensory issues there. Or it tells us about your temporal cortex. Is there a long-term memory issues, or short-term, or, you know, is there balance, or, you know, stuff with your ears, and then it's stuff about your eyes, and do your eyes work together? You have blurry vision, double vision, you know, or your difficulty with reading. And, you know, it's a really good test to tell us how our brain's functioning, better than an MRI or a CAT scan, which is just a picture. And the picture is just going to tell us how you are in that moment. This VNG is literally telling us how you're functioning in real time. How are the different areas of the brain working together? Because sometimes we don't want to just do general exercise like meditation or mindfulness or breathing, but we want to be very specific and say, okay, we're only going to do these things on your left side. And we're going to have you do a clockwise circle with your left leg and draw the number 6 with your left hand, but only on the left side to stimulate that left cerebellum, because that's going to improve your balance and your coordination and your muscle tone and how you think and your organization, the cerebellum. You know, if that's your weak area, we want to give you specific exercise. So this test, this VNG, is going to tell us what specific areas are weak and which side. That test is also normally $500. But if you're one of the first 7 people that sign up, you can get it for only $21. Now, the last test that we're offering today is a one-on-one test with me. This is a complete neurological evaluation where I check out your blood pressure and your reflexes and your eyes and your balance and your memory and your coordination and your muscle strength and your posture. That's also normally $500, but you can get that for $21 as well. And the good news is if you're one of the first 7 people, you can get all 3 of them for $21 each. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, you can call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Hope you learned a lot today and look forward to seeing you next week.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.